Our first call to share today is from Rebecca, a single mom with two young children. Chris Williams and Dr. Jill Hubbard address why she never feels like she does enough in today's world. Following will be two teachings. First, a short teaching by Dr. Jill Hubbard on ADHD, and another is from our presenter at both Everyman's Battle and Intimacy in Marriage, J.J. West. He'll talk on secure attachment, which was shared on the May Club New Life Zoom.
Let's now talk to Rebecca, who is in Bismarck, North Dakota. First-time listener, how can we help you today?
So I am a single mother of two. I think throughout my whole life, I've struggled with, being motivated, doing what I'm supposed to do to get ahead. And then, of course, I have struggled with alcohol addiction throughout my life, and I'm currently going to treatment and counseling and stuff, and feel like I'm, pretty much going through the motions that I'm supposed to and trying not to lose hope. But my biggest concern is, my two children in this go-go world, getting to that point of, not losing hope on getting to, be able in a better spot to provide for my children and not feeling idle. I think we can put too much pressure on ourselves, but at the same time, there's always more to be done. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that interferes with connections with people, too. I might have ADHD. I don't know. I know my son was diagnosed with it, my 10-year-old. But just your mind races so much. It's so hard to slow down and actually listen to people. And, I feel like almost selfish sometimes when that happens, so
you feel selfish when
all over the board here,
no that's but, okay and yeah, your son has ADHD. It's highly likely you might too, but being a single mom of two, and that has been my life for the last couple decades, there is a lot to do, and you're only one person. And it's really common to feel like you probably don't do anything 100%, because I imagine you have to work some as well to support your children.
Yeah. Right now it's part-time while I'm in treatment, because that's my priority right now. And I want to be more self-sufficient and have that better example for them. You work
it's a good
hard
goal.
In that. And it's just it's something I've struggled with my whole life. And then, I just feel like I'm not that go type person. I get tired,
Well, yeah, it is tiring. And we need a balance of pursuing our goals and then resting. And when you're a mom and you're working, there is little time to rest. But it sounds like that gap for you of where you are struggling and feeling like you are constantly falling short, because people with ADHD always feel like they're playing catch up. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you have used alcohol to fill that gap, to kind of make it go away. Then that just gets you further behind. So, kudos to you, Rebecca, for being in treatment.
Yes.
To try to change the narrative, to do something different. And it's not just about you being more motivated. It is that day at a time. What can I do today to help myself?
Well,
what can I do differently today?
Absolutely. And in addition to that is, Rebecca, I hear the tremendous pressure that you're putting on yourself and the tremendous pressure that you put on your life. And I believe that you're suffering from a horrific ailment. It's called never enough-itis. Right. And so you're just kind of feeling like, I'm never going to be enough. It's not mm-hmm. going to be good enough. It's not going to be this. And so it speeds up that anxiety, which anxiety exacerbates the ADHD symptoms. And then it cycles back on itself. And you can hear my rapid speech and it goes, and then eventually we just get in a state of paralysis mm-hmm. there. And so I'm going to challenge something. You said, I'd love to be more self-sufficient. And I'm like, I would rather you be more other supported, that you have other people support you in your life. I'm glad you're in recovery because the fellowship in recovery, especially the 12-step rooms, can really support you, Getting involved in our life recovery program could really support you and help you here to calm the anxiety and the chaos that's inside of you, to be able to relax. Because what your children will need is not for you to accomplish a bunch of things in life. Mm-hmm. They'll need you to just be there for them.
Yeah, your presence.
And that God is going to lead you, guide you, provide for you, as he's also equipped you well to do cool things in life. But the anxiety and that never enoughness is working against you, not for you.
Right.
I'm not sure how old you are, but with young children, you can't be terribly advanced in age.
I'm getting close to 40, so.
Okay.
Oh, wow. You're getting up there.
No problem. But there's a new mantra I want to give you. Two, actually. It's two.
Okay.
I'm enough and I'm right on time.
Okay.
You're not behind. You're right on time.
That's really hard to remember, but yeah.
I know.
Especially when I struggle with being on time.
Yeah, okay. You're just solidifying the ADD diagnosis.
Thing. Yes, yes. So hear Jill well on that.
It's a number one symptom that nobody talks about.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to encourage you to seek out women like Jill in your community that can help support you and return you back to those messages that you're enough, God's enough, and you're right on time.
Yes. Say that again, because I think you need to write that down, Rebecca.
Okay.
And that this, remember, ADHD is a brain issue. You would never tell your son he isn't enough. Your brain just works differently.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy to shame oneself because of a different brain.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of wonderful things about ADHD people, right, Chris?
Absolutely.
They're bright and highly creative and really super fun and spontaneous.
Yes. They can think very quickly.
Yes.
And chaotically all at the same time.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So
all right.
You're not alone.